U.S. strikes on a Yemeni fuel port killed at least 80 people, Houthi rebels said Friday, in the deadliest attack of Washington's 15-month campaign against the Iran-backed group. Thursday's strikes on Ras Issa aimed to cut off supplies and funds for the rebels that control large swaths of the Arabian Peninsula's poorest country, the U.S. military said. Images broadcast by a Houthi-run television channel showed large blazes lighting up the night sky following the latest in an intensified barrage of attacks under U.S. President Donald Trump. Houthi media later reported fresh strikes in and around the capital Sana'a on Friday night. Houthi Health Ministry spokesman Anis Al-Asbahi said rescuers were still searching for bodies at the fuel terminal on the Red Sea, suggesting the number of dead could rise. The rebels' Al Masira TV, citing local officials, said the toll from the strike had risen to 80 dead and 150 wounded. The Houthis later announced missile attacks targeting Israel and two U.S. aircraft carriers. Israel's military said on Friday it had intercepted a missile launched from Yemen. Protesters chanting "Death to America, Death to Israel" gathered in rebel-held cities around the country, including at a major demonstration in the capital Sana'a. The American military buildup and continued aggression against our country will only lead to more counterattack and attack operations, clashes and confrontations, Houthi military spokesman Yahya Sari told the crowd in Sana'a. The strikes on Thursday came as the United States prepares to resume negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program in Rome on Saturday, following warnings that Tehran is getting closer to building an atomic weapon. The military actions in Yemen are clearly sending a signal to Tehran, Mohammed Al-Basha, a U.S.-based consultant, told AFP. The U.S. military has hammered the Houthis with near-daily airstrikes for the past month in a bid to stamp out their attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Earlier on Friday, when the Ras Issa toll stood at 74, Al-Abashi said the overall number of deaths from renewed U.S. strikes since March was 198. Claiming solidarity with Palestinians, the rebels began attacking the key maritime route and Israeli territory after the Gaza War began in October 2023. They paused their attacks during a recent two-month ceasefire. In a statement, U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, said, U.S. forces took action to eliminate this source of fuel for the Iran-backed Houthi terrorists and deprive them of illegal revenue that has funded Houthi efforts to terrorize the entire region for over 10 years. Al Masira TV, citing authorities at the port, said the attack had caused significant damage that will affect navigation and the supply of oil. The U.S. strikes began in January 2024 but have multiplied under Trump, starting with an offensive that killed 53 people on March 15.